Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Haters Press Conference Podcast. This is the first place, some say only, where you can hear football's leading managers' press conferences in full.
Hi, Eric. What is the latest, first of all, with Rasmus Højlund, Harry Maguire and Aaron Wan-Bissaka?
Well, we had a good week. So all the players you mentioned, they returned on the pitch. Partly in the start of the week, and today we had a session and they were all training.
So they're available for...
I think. We have tomorrow one session. We have, of course, we have to see how they recover from this tomorrow, but it looks good.
Is there anybody else back or unavailable?
So Tom Heaton is back as well. Also, was very good. Mason Mount trained also whole week with us. First part of the week also partly, but then also we had some full sessions with us. So yeah, it's looking good.
Eric, are some games bigger than others? I mean, this is a standalone match. It's an FA Cup tie against Manchester United's biggest rivals. Is it the chance to make a statement to show that you can compete with these teams, that you can take them on at home and beat them?
Yes, some games are bigger than others, that's definitely. And I think Manchester United, Liverpool, that's always a big game, but especially when it's quarter-final, FA Cup. We're really looking forward. It's a special game, absolutely.
I mean, what would you say to the fans? Obviously, there'll be a lot of Liverpool fans there because it's bigger away allocation, but it's important that the fans get behind the team.
Yeah, but of course, to the fans, they see it as a very big game, and they are very eager for us to win this. And I'm sure they will ride behind us. And as you mentioned, there are more Liverpool fans, so they have to be really loud to support us that we hear them. But I'm convinced they will do that, absolutely.
How important is it that you produce a performance, because your players all season have been inconsistent? Liverpool have the momentum at the moment. What sort of performance do you need from your players this weekend?
Yeah, but I think in such games we always achieve very good performances. We had our setbacks, we had our lows, definitely. But I don't think in any really high-rated game, we had our lows. Then we were always in top form. So, and I'm convinced we will be on Sunday as well.
You can't afford a low on Sunday, can you? Simple as that. You can't.
If you want to win, and we want to win, you play against a good team, because then you are right. They are very consistent. Then we need our best to beat them.
And how impressed have you been with Liverpool this season?
Yeah, well, I say they are very, very consistent, and they perform, of course, very well. They caught in the results, and especially I think from, say, around the Christmas into January, February, they play very good football, very good performances so, and very good results.
Thank you.
Eric, if I just move away from the FA Cup a little bit, the Champions League draw and Europa League draws have just been made. You're obviously not in that competition. Does it frustrate you, or does that motivate you to try and reach that goal come the end of the season?
Of course it motivates, again, to be part of that, and yeah, we know why, and so yeah, we analyzed that, we left it behind us, so we know the reasons why we are not there, but we can't change it anymore, but we want to be part of it next season, so we will do and give everything to achieve this.
Hi. Dave Moyes said ahead of this game 10 years ago that Liverpool were the favourites coming to Old Trafford. Would you say they're the favourites tomorrow, or would you always be adamant that Manchester United are the favourites in a home game?
Oh, it's a difficult one, because I never think about this, who's favourite. It starts on zero, and make sure we are ready, and I don't think about the opposition. I respect them, I respect every opposition. But it's about make it our game, and it's about this, where we know where the strengths are, but also where the weaknesses are, and it's about that our team is in the best. It's about this.
Hi Eric, it's been a difficult season obviously in the Premier League, going out of Europe, injuries you've had, but do you feel that a victory on Sunday could almost be a catalyst and transform the season and give you the momentum to maybe push for that Champions League place in the last 10 games as well?
Now, what we never got the turnaround so far. And we had our opportunities, but we missed the opportunities. Yeah, Sunday we have not a good opportunity to get the momentum. And I think the players, the team, showed lately, I think from January on, we are in a very good series of games with a lot of wins. And so they can have the belief they can do it. And now we have to take the momentum. And that is also what I feel when I train with them during and around the games, that they have that belief, they have so good confidence, good spirit is there in the team, and go and play and get the turnaround, yeah.
Chris.
Hi Eric, you said that in general this season you've been quite good in the big games. Some fans weren't happy with the approach to the derby, even though you did score first. Do you think people have to understand and realise that you can't go toe-to-toe with teams like this and hope to win?
So it's always about two teams, and so the intention would be never that deep. It was also the game when you score first. And of course, then the opponent, the opposition, will take more risk. That is what they did. I think similar, for instance, against Villa, where we've had a very good start. And after we scored the first goal, they have to come. And then we know, I think we are very good when there is space in the back of the defending line with our players. And I think we showed against City, I think it was really small margins when we should have got that second goal. And even after the first, after the 1-1, we shoot with Garnacho. We had a great opportunity to make it 2-1. And so that was really, really small. And then we could have won this game. And yeah, so that will be also our intention for Sunday. Yeah, we will go and be brave and go forward where it's possible. But also we know when there's space in the back of their defending line, and we can explore it, but we have to get to that point to outplay them, to get the balls there, and that demands good strategy in the key moments and in the head moments of football.
But you've experienced what a Klopp team can do if you open up too much, yeah?
I know.
Last question in this section, Rob.
Hi Eric, there's been a little bit of speculation about Marcus Rashford's future this week. You've spoken about FFP before. Those rules benefit clubs who sell academy graduates. Obviously Chelsea have done something similar. Do you ever envisage a situation where the club might look at Marcus and say that as part of their overall transfer strategy, it's a positive to sell Marcus because of what it could do to the overall financial situation?
Oh, we didn't re-sign him last season for 4 years with the intention to sell him. No, he should be part of this project. And so that is not so a subject we talk about.
If you like what you hear, please remember to subscribe or follow and leave us a positive review. It really will help us get to more grounds around the footballing world. You can also follow Haters TV on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, and our wonderful website at haters.com. Thanks for listening.